Share, are Republicans so desperate to win they're willing to kill Americans? By BenQ on April 7, 2020. Left-wing pop icon Cher is suggesting that Republicans are so desperate to win elections that they are willing to kill voters in Wisconsin in order to do just that. She made the comments in relation to the news that the Supreme Court had struck down an attempt by the state's Democratic Governor Tony Evers to postpone voting in their upcoming presidential primary and local elections. In their 5-4 ruling late Monday, the Supreme Court said any attempt to delay the deadline for absentee voting would fundamentally alter the nature of the election. Writing in her typically bizarre and incoherent manner, Cher suggested that Republicans want to kill voters in the state. Grammatical translation provided. United States Supreme Court and Republican politicians in Wisconsin are saying you can exercise your right to vote and risk death, or stay home and allow Republicans to win. Who the fuck are these people? Are Republicans so desperate to win they're willing to kill Americans in their own state? Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, echoed Cher, saying holding this election amid the coronavirus outbreak is dangerous, disregards the guidance of public health experts, and may very well prove deadly. It is not the first time that Cher has accused Republicans of killing people. Last October, she argued that Republicans in Congress were accessories to genocide after failing to challenge Trump's decision to pull troops out of northern Syria. Last month, Cher declared President Trump a murderer. The 72-year-old singer regularly launches bizarre rants against Trump and Republicans, many of which contain outright falsehoods. Some of her most notable tirades have seen her compare President Trump to Adolf Hitler while also describing him as a cancer ravaging our nation. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.